This is USA News. President Trump spoke to supporters at the White House on Saturday afternoon, his first public event since being hospitalized with COVID-19 a little more than a week ago.
Well, thank you very much, and keep that enthusiasm going. Get out and vote. We got to vote. We got to vote these people into oblivion. Vote them into oblivion. Got to get rid of them.
One attendee to the event says what's important to him.
When illegals come into the community, they go straight to the black neighborhoods. They don't go into Georgetown, Beverly Hills, or places like that. We have to fight for those resources. So I think if we can really get a handle on illegal immigration, it'll really help out the black community.
Meanwhile, Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden was campaigning in Erie, Pennsylvania Saturday.
But our farmers, just like our union members and anyone who actually does an honest day's work, see him and his promises for what they are.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hurricane Delta delivered strong winds and heavy rain to much of South and Central Louisiana Friday night, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes across the Gulf Coast.
And right now, Delta's a tropical depression, still raining, still threat of flash floods inland, and the state and our partners in the parishes are doing damage assessments as we speak.
Peter Gaynor with FEMA reminds us safety first when generating your own power.
We've had numerous carbon monoxide poisonings after disasters, and again, we need to keep you safe in these really critical hours until it's all clear and safe to come out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't like President Donald Trump's roughly $1.8 trillion stimulus proposal. On Saturday, Pelosi called the counteroffer Trump made insufficient and amounted to one step forward, two steps back in negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Working from home may last longer than COVID-19 at the tech giant Microsoft. USA Radio News' Val Dior reports.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
President Trump has picked up another nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize after a Finnish member of the European Parliament called for the American president to receive the honor. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas says she was in the Oval Office when the call came in.
It's just such a new day in the Middle East, Pete, and it's happening so quickly that it's almost hard to process all of it. When I was sitting in the Oval yesterday, I was lucky enough to be a fly on the wall and listen to the President Trump's phone call with the King of Bahrain and, of course, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. And the Prime Minister Netanyahu made such an excellent point. He said it took 26 years to get an agreement between Arabs and Israelis, and now within the span of 29 days, we have had two.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.